join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started? Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Christine Porta Show here on Revolution Radio. And I am your host, Christine Porta. And you are listening today, Studio B, on August 22nd. 2022, and it is very good to be here again. Another week gone by. My goodness, another week gone by. I feel so old because it used to take a long time to get from one week to the next, and now it just flies by. It's nice to be here, August 22nd, 2022, on Revolution Radio, the Christine Porta Show. And I want to welcome you all here. I want to let you know that we are on Revolution Radio, which is the number one in listener-supported radio in the world. Why is that? Because Revolution Radio is, bar none, the number one listener-supported radio, because they give us free speech. Not mean speech or hateful speech or anything like that, but free speech. And not all of us think the same. Even still, we're being kind of forced to in a manner, a big manner, and we don't really want to do that. That is not a good thing to get into. So I'm going to tell you to come on over to freedomslips.com. That's www.freedomslips.com, freedomslips.com, C-O-M. and peruse the website. There's so many different shows, really great shows. And it is more than worth it to give a donation if you can. I have been here, I don't even like to think about it, because I know that my mother died in 2015, and I don't think she had passed away yet when I had started. I think it was around 2014, January 2015, something like that. That's a long time for nice people to keep me on the air, 2 hours of time for that long, and it hasn't always been pretty. I have some interesting thoughts, let me tell you. And I've grown, and I've changed, and I've matured, and I've gotten younger mentally and physically a little bit, but this radio station, the network, has stayed the same. It's my opinion, and they don't feel forced to change it based on what they feel, which is very, very subjective. FreedomSlips.com. Come on over to Element and look up FreedomSlips.com. Element.o, and you look up freedomslips.org. Stop changing the chat rooms and the technical stuff, because it's not good for me. I can't remember any of this stuff anymore. I stopped with Windows 2 or whatever. XP. It wasn't even 2. I'm not that old. It was XP. XP is when I last had a way with understanding this stuff. I'm not kidding. So freedomslips.com, come on over. Support Revolution Radio. Support the other hosts. Disagree with them if you want. This is America still. We're clinging on to the last remnants of America. But we do what we do. Welcome to my show. Today is, again, I'm going to repeat myself. It's already August 22nd, 2022. The summer flew by. Personally, I found that it felt like we were in microwave setting medium all most of the summer. And it is good to be here today. I wanted to let you know that I wanted to say thank you to those of you who have given to my Give, Send, Go campaign. I am really pushing and fighting and just will not give up to get out of Connecticut. My Give, Send, Go campaign is givesendgo.com/leavingconnecticut, LEAVING, Connecticut CT. There's not too many other ones there, so you can find it. And I want to tell you that the money that you have given to me has helped me, and I'll tell you how it has helped me. I just went to Zippy Lube or wherever, and I go, no, it's actually Valvoline. And I got, I think it's Valvoline, maybe it's Zippy Lube, Zippy Lube, or whatever it is. And I got my car's transmission cleaned out and changed the fluid out of. And if you guys hadn't given me the donations, I would never have been able to do it. And that's a pragmatic, practical thing. I'm not asking for money or donations because I want to get a new dress or whatever else. I'm not saying that other people's are wrong campaigns, but I'm not asking because of any other reason except that I need the help. I can only work part-time, and that's getting to me. I have a lot of physical disabilities and issues regarding my disability, and it is, you are a blessing that you will never know. I have narrowed it down to 2 houses. My dream is to get a home for my children. My parents and my own family, they just didn't do anything. They just kind of just took everything and drained all the life out of it. They didn't leave us home. They didn't leave us anything except debt and foreclosure. And I don't want to do that to my children. And, you know, I've gone through a lot. I've gone through a lot because of the ritual abuse. I've gone through a lot trying to fight myself because everybody, most everybody in my life said, you're lying, you're making it up. I don't know why I would lie, and I don't know why I would make it up. I don't see any benefit at all of anybody doing that. Plus, I've talked to people who have had an experience with talking with me, and this was years ago, who said there was no way that you could make it up, Christine, because it's too detailed. Now, maybe, but even now, some of the deeper abuse issues that I have gone through therapy for years to reach, no way I could have made that up. There's absolutely so sorry for those who think that it's a false memory and all that other good stuff. You can't. There's too many details in it to be fake. So before I digress, which I really do a lot, these are pragmatic requests that I'm asking for. It's been a very trying time through my whole life, and I just want to help my children to move out of here and to get on their feet, even though they're adults, because no matter if they become 95 years old, they're always going to be my babies, and I don't want poverty to be a problem in their lives. And poverty has been a problem in my life for many years, many, many years. And that's the number one tool of the devil, is to keep a person impoverished. You can't do anything in the world when you're poor. And so it's givesendgo.com, leaving Connecticut. I have two homes that I'm looking at that are not in Connecticut. And I love Connecticut. Connecticut is gorgeous. It's been my home for my entire life, mostly, save for a few years. And it's just beautiful, and it's beautiful, and it's lovely, but I can't afford it. I'm going to be 59 years old in a couple months, and I am already in affordable housing, and I still am struggling. So they lowered my money, and that's why I'm asking. So I want to tell you, for those who gave, and there was just a decent amount of people. I can't imagine people being so decent. It just makes me, like, get teary. I am working on my car. I have one more repair to do, and that's something to do with the bearings or something like that, wheel bearings or wheels, something like that. And I want to get another oil change and other fluids changed so that I can continue to drive it. Other than that, it is really good. It's a good car. This was a blessing for me. I went 8 years without a car, and really not that much help. I was blessed with friends who would give me a ride here and there, but it was really, really hard. I walked so much that I damaged my back, and my injuries became worse because I just couldn't get any assistance. So I'm right on the cusp of getting into a position and into a situation where I want to be, so I can bring my children and myself to, I'm looking out of state, much cheaper place to live. Two very nice homes. And I will share with you when I get them. I will be so happy that you won't be able to stop me from hearing about them. And, or letting you hear about them. And I think for the repair that I need this time around is about $400, $500, I don't know. I've pretty much gotten every single credit card that I can with my credit and my income, and those are pretty much maxed out. But if anyone wants to give, please, I so appreciate it. I'm so sorry to ask, because that's really kind of, it's not something that I like to do. So that's my update. I can thank you so much, but I can never express how grateful I am for your goodness and your decency. So thank you very, very much. God bless you a hundredfold for donating to me. I wanted to read something, but I also today wanted to talk about artificial intelligence. That's going to be the gist of the show, mostly. Of course, I digress, which is fun sometimes. And what's happening within society to cause us to embrace the literal lack of humanity that's going on. Why do we allow ourselves to be edited from the inside out? I read a lot about the shots and the GMO and the food, and I read about the way that they're chemically altering us. But I think there's something that we need to understand. The devil can't tempt somebody with something that they don't want. You know what I mean? And if we look at the devil as parasites that are using dark psychology against us, there's something that we need to take responsibility for. And that's what we allow ourselves to be tempted with. But before that, I wanted to read this. Now, for 2 years, and I think I lost more listeners, probably gained some too, but I think for the most part, I lost more listeners because I just felt so bad about what was going on with the pandemic and the fear porn. And, you know, I talk about MKUltra fear-based mind control, and people say, oh, Christine, you know, the same thing over and over again. Christine, you're crazy from my childhood. Nobody listened to me. Nobody believed me. I was making it up. I was a liar, blah, blah, blah. And then I tried to talk about MKUltra fear-based mind control and the satanic ritual abuse and other things that are going, oh, Christine, you're crazy, and all that other stuff. But that's exactly what they did with the pandemic. Cognitive dissonance is what took effect. Because I think what happened is people didn't want to be proven wrong, because then they would be embarrassed because they believed the wrong thing, which is just beyond my comprehension. But I don't comprehend much these days. I really don't. I haven't comprehended a lot throughout my life. And I just, bleh, you know. But I wanted to tell you that here's the thing about cancer. Cancer begins when genetic changes interfere with the normal replication and replacement of cells in the body. It literally becomes a difference in the cellular level. Cells start to grow uncontrollably and may form a tumor. It is the number two leading cause of death in the United States. Unfortunately, it appears that the disease may be on the rise thanks to the experimental COVID-19 injections, because official U.S. government data confirms the risk of developing cancer following the COVID-19 shots increases by, listen, 143,233%. Now, since we're science-based, that's a scientific data. I'm going to put the link that I read it through in the chat so you can read that on your own. It's, let me see now, where am I looking now? Put that in the chat. All the links that I read from, I put in the chat. And I think the only reason that a lot of people haven't heard about it is because they're not letting you hear about it. And this is, again, to reiterate, this is a total 100% reason that we need to keep Revolution Radio and networks like it on the air. 143,233%. It's on VAERS, the VAERS Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which contains the historical data on adverse reactions reported against every vaccine that has been administered in the United States of America. And when you search the CDC VAERS database on the number of cancer cases reported as adverse reactions to the COVID-19 injections since they were first rolled out in the USA, it reveals that from December 2020 to the 5th August 2022, a total of 2,579 adverse events related to cancer were made in just 1 year, 8 months. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Before that, in 2008 to 2020, which is a period of 13 years, that revealed that there were only 791 adverse events related to cancer, compared to 2,579 in less than 1 year, 8 months. I think we need to pay attention of what's going on. And we really need to understand that mentally and emotionally. I get it. I do. I understand MKUltra fear-based mind control. I understand the dark psychology that people use against us, and certainly the abuse that people put children through, and the mental manipulation, the mental conditioning that goes on in the schools, in the classroom, in the recess, in the park, in the clubs, in the everything. Why are we allowing this to happen? We can't blame the devil for that which we are okay with. We can't do it. Now, I don't understand what I think myself, my opinion, and it's my show, I can give it, and I'm very opinionated. I think I like to search things, I like to research things. I don't understand why bad things happen. I don't understand why people do evil things, but I don't understand why people allow it and look the other way. I think a lot of times people will say to people like me, well, you made it up. Or people that are going through what I went through, well, that's probably a false memory. Let's start another false memory syndrome foundation and protect ourselves from people like you. I think that what happens is not a nefarious thing. I think that people get scared because they don't know how to react and they don't feel prepared to help another human being to get through that. I watch black people. And I'm not saying they shouldn't talk about it, but if you watch black people talk about slavery this and slavery that, and look what happened 100 years ago. Oh, 70 years ago. Oh, let's go back. You know, in the Bible it says the dog goes back to its vomit. And there's no reason to forget about it. It's not like, oh, let's erase Aunt Jemima off the records. Or let's get those books that depicted what it was like back then off the records. This is continuously recycling the same thing over and over again. We shouldn't forget it. But yet if you look at it, we're also erasing much more important aspects of history. It's not that we shouldn't talk about it, because we should. But here's the thing. There are little black children and little brown children. Personally, I don't know the difference between black and brown, but however you want to do it, that are being trafficked into this country freely and without any record of who they are, without any trace. These little children are being openly walked over the border in America. And Sippy Cup, well, you know what happened to him, right? And his son, if you look at his son's laptop or any of the images on it, I had to go in the bathroom for 3 hours after I saw one image of what was on that man's laptop. Okay. But I mean, by all means, let's raid Trump again, because that's important. This is what I'm talking about. These little children are coming in, and they are being tortured. There's a lot of good people who are trying to stop it. There are, but it's gotten so much worse. So why are we crying about slavery of the past and things that happened at Sesame Street theme park, because the perception was some Linda Dinda didn't look at the little black kids and they're all going to burn down the parade? Perception is not always accurate. Our perception of things is not always accurate. Did it happen? I don't know. I wasn't there. But I certainly know that the news media changes the perception of a lot of people. There's a man named Craig Sawyer. Look him up on YouTube. He's also on Facebook. Craig Sawyer. And he's working diligently to rescue children who are in the most heinous situations. I'm going to tell you, the people that abuse children are sick. You cannot get any closer to evil and demonic than those people. So while we're happily pandering to each other, with our Black Lives Matter bumper stickers and our pat on the shoulder and our kneeling down in front of each other, these children are still being trafficked. They're still living in abject poverty in neighborhoods near you. So what does the pandering do? What good does it do if nothing changes? The devil uses our feelings. He uses our emotions. And I think this goes on to my following other statement. Opinion on how are we blaming artificial intelligence when it is we ourselves who have lost the literal God gene. And very easily, we are allowing ourselves to be edited. We talk about evil, but we allow it to go on because we don't know how to deal with it. And we don't want to do the work. And we look at children being dragged over from the border, being raped and sodomized and ritualized and trafficked and beaten and probably eaten and God knows what else. And we thank God that the big fat meanie Trump isn't sending out any offensive tweets. We have allowed this. We have allowed it due to the alteration of our perception. This is a statement that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a little story. Because I've noticed it and I test my theory. And it's pretty good because, you know, I'm very scientific. I test my theories. And I go to Yahoo a lot. I have an email on Yahoo, kristencord@yahoo.com. If you want to come say hi, be a guest, whatever you want to do. And Yahoo had an article about the monkeypox. Ew. Okay, so they show this guy whose nose was, I don't know. I'm not going to put the picture in the chat because it's disgusting. And it said that gay men are getting monkeypox because it passes through sexual contact in the anus. I mean, okay. That's why they're getting it. It's not a lie, and they're getting very sickened by it. So I went in, and I thought, let's see, because they're banning everything. Everything that you say, they ban. Everything. And we've allowed this over the years. We want to feel good. We want to look really good. We want to say, oh, I don't want to hurt anybody. The truth hurts, but the lies kill, and that's what we're doing to society. We're lying so much that it's killing us. We're killing ourselves with lies. And I went in and I said, aw, this is what I posted, aw, the poor gays, that's disgusting. That's all I said. Listen again to what I said. It said, monkeypox is targeting gays, or gays are getting monkeypox. And they showed this picture of some guy who I don't know what was on his face. Didn't ask. It may have said it in the article. It actually made me almost throw up. And so I went, aw, poor gays. That's disgusting. Right? So I thought, oh, maybe that actually bypassed the weird censors. But it didn't. Like 10, 20 minutes later, it said, we deleted your comment because we felt that it was... It wasn't even... that it bypassed or violated their protocol, their programming, that sort of thing. They said that it might offend somebody. Why? Why would that offend somebody? Why would awe, the poor gays, that's disgusting, offend anybody? Was I supposed to say, oh, yay, you go, homosexuals, go, butt hump. Have it all day long. Look at your nose rotting off. Oh, you don't deserve it at all. Would that have been, you know, something that would have been accepted? my point is not to make fun, because it's disgusting and it's sad that we've reached that kind of a place in life and society. Aw, poor gays, that's disgusting, is not offensive unless someone's perception is so off that they don't understand the words anymore. Do you know that witches who practice dark arts use words? People say spells are words and they're evil. But it's not because the words are evil. It's because the devil screws up our perception. You ever see somebody who's under the influence of a demonic being and they think that they're being insulted? There was once this little baby, he was a black baby, whether he was from Africa or not, I'm going to call him African American because he was from Haiti. And he was beaten to death by one of his caregivers. And I went in, once in a while, I said, my God, that's horrible, the poor little baby. So this black girl comes in and she starts, you effing this, you fat fucking honky, you son of a bitch, excuse my language. I said, why are you saying that to me? I didn't do anything. I didn't kill him. How dare you say, oh, poor baby. This is where our society is. I'm not supposed to feel sorry for a little black baby. Personally, I think he's better off. Probably have more peace in death than he does in life. And he was only like 2. But I was not supposed to express that sentiment. I don't really know why. I was dumbfounded by that. I really was. But I saw it in stark technicolor. And how when Zippity Street on Sesame Street has a parade and they perceive that the purple dragon didn't come over and wave at the little black kids deserves a firebombing to their parade, well, of course they're going to settle for a couple of million. Make sure that your feelings are, realized. We've gone over the deep end. Perception is different for everyone. Our feelings are subjective, and we are under the assault and conditioning of a finely honed machine who are staring us right, left, up, down, and into and out of common sense. Am I saying we should ignore all protests against slavery? Of course not. Am I saying that they're all wrong? Of course not. But I'm saying we've gotten so consumed that we're missing the point. Does it make sense? I don't even know if anybody listens to me anymore. Because we've gone so far from the realm of level-headed and critical thinking that we are being led around by our noses via our feelings. In 2020, at first I thought, oh dear God, a pandemic. Because I'll tell you, I used to go to the buffet and have a panic attack because people let their children go in there and they're coughing like goats. And I'm not going to go eat at the buffet. I get really sick. I have terrible asthma. I get terrible coughs and I can't breathe and it's scary for me. And I was leaving college and I said, well, shit. Figures, perfect timing, I'm in my third, fourth semester of college finally, and I gotta leave. That's where it went for me. But I actually thought, oh my God, I'm gonna die, it's gonna kill me, I'm around all these people. I must have washed my hands for 25 minutes. But then I realized what they were doing. And I thought, well, do I think it's fake? I don't know. But I think that the virus was weaponized, and I think it's probably more real now that everybody's bent over for the shot. than prior to the shot. But they started then, and all along with the, you gotta save grandma. Hey, that's where that's from. No, wait, my chat went. Thank you, Flippy. Flippy posted a meme. Is it a meme or a meme? I don't know. My daughter laughs her head off at me because it looks like meme, but I call it, I think it's called meme. I'm not sure. So I call it meme, and she just laughs. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. Proverbs 26:11. Thank you, Flippy, for that, because I didn't know where that was. And I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say. But why? Why do we go back to our folly? Why do we go back to our vomit? The Yahoo comment, oh, poor gays. That's disgusting. Didn't say gays were disgusting. I said poor gays. In sympathy. Monkeypox is disgusting. But they didn't understand it because we've lost our flippin' chips. The other day, I went to the store, and it made me laugh. Made me laugh a lot. I felt bad because I thought, well, it isn't funny, but I have that kind of nervous thing where you get silly over things that you're not supposed to get silly over. And I'm walking by a bottle return, and there's 4 bottle return machines in the little room, all of which are about 2 feet apart from each other. It's making me laugh. I can't help it. So you have to follow me. There's about 1.5, 1 feet, 2 feet apart. And there's 2 customers in there very, very slowly returning their bottles. I just can't. I'm so sorry. God forgive me. I'm going to hell. I promise you I'm going to hell. And I walk by the crowd. I'm kind of, because I walk slow now because my back and my leg are so bad. And I'm walking slow, kind of bop. You know, I'm getting to the age where I'm like, I don't care if you want to pass me. Go on the other side of the road and pass me. And that goes from when I'm walking too. Just get out of my way. And they're mindlessly standing there, inches apart, mind you. Inches apart. All masked up. Still with the masks. It's August 2022. The pandemic is friggin' over. But they got to keep the masks on. And they're staring into the bottle return room where there's 2 people with 4 bottle return machines that are like at least 1.5 feet apart. At least from each other. I mean, the machines. You're about 4 or 5 feet away from each other. And they wouldn't go in masked up, inches apart from each other, wouldn't go in where the other people were returning bottles to keep themselves safe. I'm sorry. I don't know what else we can do. I don't know what else a person can do. It is not about health, and it's certainly not about safety. So it has to be the ego boost that these people get. So I started to laugh. I mean, how many shots are these people up to? 6? How many boosters? 4? Inches apart, breathing on each other with their phones stuck in their face, masked up, waiting to stand feet apart in a bottle return room. But they can't go in because most of them are really dumb. It's a pandemic of the dumb. Incredibly dumb. I'm sorry. I know. It's mean, but it's dumb. I used to feel bad. Now I just laugh. Because it's mindlessly zombie-like bad. It's mindlessly zombie-like dumb. And I can't apologize for hurting people's feelings anymore because it's so obviously dumb. And I think that when we look at people, the parasites, because I refuse to call them the elites anymore, they're not elites, they're parasites, and they laugh, or they call them effing you-know-what holes, like the guy who started Facebook called people a bunch of freaking idiots, just to use the term, excuse me for dropping the other words before. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. But what they're doing here is they're piggybacking onto the words. It's ingenious if you think about it. The New York governor signs a law. It's a law that bans gendered language for professions. Gendered language. Can't be a milkman anymore. You have to be a milk person or whatever they call it. I didn't read the article because she's opening camps for COVID anyway. So we know where her heil lies. But it's literally, it really is not good. Because you can't get people out of the trance. You can't get people to wake up. I went through it in my childhood. That's why I'm here now. The good Lord watched over me. He said, you're being tortured and no one will believe you. And they lock you in a basement and everybody says you're sick. You went nuts. Nobody knows what's wrong with you. Why didn't anybody ask at the age of 15 when you put children in basements? You're not supposed to do that. But now I'm here and I understand. And I honestly think, not that God caused it, but that God let it happen and brought beauty from ashes so I could protect my children when the time came for them to go into the world. Because so many people are sacrificing their children on different altars. And we need to wake up. Because everything that we do, and even that which we allow to be done, we're going to have to answer. We're going to have to answer however you identify with God or Jesus or Allah or the witchcraft, whatever they do. I don't care. That's great that you have a spiritual connection. It's not my business how you do it. But every single one of us is going to have to find our karma. And we better have a darn good answer. Because it says in the Bible, and I'm not sure any other religious writing, but I think a few, that don't hurt children. And Jesus said, better that a man have a millstone wrapped around his neck and be dropped into the deepest part of the ocean than hurt one of these little ones. There was a... This makes me mad. I get mad at this, okay? Twofold. Transgenders have a mental illness. Transgenders also have a right to do what they want. But the powers that be, the parasitical powers that be, shove it in our face. Why? Not because they care. They don't care. So they can sign new laws with their little causes. Ban language. But then on the coattails of the banning of language, they could put in another law, which is exactly what they're doing. Like the CDC coming out and saying, oh, we've got to rethink how we responded to the pandemic. You think? But that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it so they can gain more power and make new laws. And everybody's going to go, oh, look at how nice the CDC is. Look at them. They know they did a boo-boo, and they're going to fix it as people are dropping like flies. Two-year-olds are having massive heart attacks. Oh, it's just a mystery. Just a mystery. And I've had it. And my tone has changed over the years on my happy little Kiss Me, I'm Psychic Through the Darkness radio show. Because we're not going to be, the world's not going to end from God. The world's not going to end by the devil. The world's going to end. It's going to implode by the stupidity of all of us. An 80-year-old granny was banned from the YMCA after demanding a biological male leave a woman's locker room where little girls were undressing. Because a bad thing would never happen there. Everybody who has a fake penis and everyone who has a fake vagina, never going to hurt anybody. They are so wonderful and they're happy and they care. Oh my God, come on now. Stop. An 80-year-old, I put the article in the chat, an 80-year-old Washington State woman has been banned from using her local YMCA's pool after she expressed discomfort with a biological male in the woman's locker room as young girls were undressing. She was in the shower when she heard a male voice and peeked out to find a biological male, all the Fruit Loops hanging out, in a woman's swimsuit, engaging with little girls who were undressing. The biological male was reportedly with girls from a day camp overseeing their bathroom activities. The biological male, dressed as a girl, was with the girls from the day camp overseeing the bathroom activities. When you see this in the mainstream media, they don't tell you that. Addressing the Port Townsend City Council on Monday, Julie Jamin, a resident of Port Townsend of about 40 years, described the situation that she had been in after her regular swim at Mountain Valley Pool. In an effort by the city and the YMCA to apply the neo-cultural gender rules at Mountain View Pool dressing shower room facilities, women and children are being put at risk, she said. Jamin said that she had been showering after her July 26 swim at the pool when she heard a man's voice in the woman's dressing room. She said that she saw a man in a woman's swimsuit watching the little girls pull down their bathing suits in order to use the toilets in the dressing room. I gotta really be careful about reading this. It's a big one for me, a big trigger for me. In an email from the YMCA's marketing and communications manager to the Post Millennial, they said that the staff member was not engaging with these girls, but rather escorting them to the dressing room. Okay. That's the only place where there's no cameras, folks. According to the Port Townsend Free Press, Jamin, who had been in the shower when she realized what was happening, hidden behind her thin sheer shower curtains, asked this person, revealed to go by the name Clementine Adams, "Do you have a penis?" "None of your business," Adams reportedly responded. "Get out of here right now," she replied. "You're discriminating, and you can't use the pool anymore, and I'm calling the police." Immediately, they didn't check to see if the kids had any bruises. Just immediately go after the 80-year-old woman, because that's the most important thing. And so they requested that Adams leave the room. "You're discriminating and you can't use the pool anymore, and I'm calling the police," YMCA aquatics manager Rowan DeLuna told Jamin after she requested that Adams leave the room, according to a Port Townsend Free Press newspaper. "We can't use their rules, their code of conduct, specifically using disrespectful words or gestures towards YMCA staff or others, and abusive, harassing, or obscene language or gestures towards YMCA staff or others." This thing was employed at a camp. And let's sacrifice our children some more, because we don't look politically correct enough, do we? Let's just see what's going to happen. Oh, it's okay. The kids will get a good bunch of donations from the GoFundMe that Mom and Dad set up after their anus tears open. I'm sorry. Was that offensive? Gee, it's so much worse than what these kids are doing with intact penises in a girl's bathing suit. Because pedophiles are mentally ill, as are transgenders. And pedophiles are not as mentally ill as we think, because they know how to do things like this. Nothing from the why to say, are the children okay? Are they safe? Is there been any accusations from any other children? I don't even know what to say. But we have to stop this. I can't read any more of the article. It's in the chat. They can't just get all gender bathrooms, which they need to do. Just get their own little bathroom, okay? There's something wrong when these people are so obsessed with the bathrooms. Why do you think that you have people like this so obsessed with their bathrooms? Bathrooms in school, bathrooms in the Y. Why do you think? Why do you think they're doing that? Why are they targeting children? Why are they stripping their clothes practically all the way off and inviting little minor children to the drag striptease things that they're doing? Why do you think they're doing that? Do you think they sing Kumbaya and roast marshmallows over the fire? No. They're grooming them. And if we don't do anything, and I think the best that we can do at this point is talk and put videos up and talk. Don't attack, because the LGBTQ has rights. Gay people are not transgender. And transgender are not all pedophiles. People like that guy at the Y, first of all, if he has an intact penis, another little sneaky way of getting around it is saying, well, it doesn't matter. The equipment we have doesn't matter. Oh, yes, it does. If he gets horny over something, it's not going to be his fake vagina that gets excited, is it? So how about we make it a law that you got to chop it off? I'll help. I'll go chop it right off. And they can have a big, gaping, feces-infested hole where they can make believe for the rest of their lives. I don't care. If that's what you want to do, do it. But leave the children alone. Because you make me sick. Because you're bothering children. It doesn't matter what people do in their own life, in their own time, what they do in the bedroom. They're not in the bedroom. They're in the locker room with little, minor children. That should make all of us really, really mad and furious. Not just straight conservatives, but all of us. They have a mental illness. Pedophiles are also mentally ill, and both are dangerous. Okay, mental illness is not to celebrate. It's to help and to treat. We shouldn't cast them into hell, because I refuse to believe that. There's something wrong, whether it's through hormones or neurotransmitters or something like that. If we cater to people without helping them, we're feeding the fuel. We're feeding the fire. We're fueling the fire. And it's only a matter of time. It's time that we go after the goddamn bottom-feeding politicians and their surety bonds, because they are certainly not protecting our constitutional rights or the constitutional rights of our children. And any of these laws that they're coming out with, the speech and the this and the that, are completely unconstitutional, can't be above the Constitution, because no law made can be above the Constitution. And when children begin being raped at the Y, and all the other wacko sufferers of political correct programming are not going to do a thing. They're going to continue to cover it up, because that's what they do. If not to avoid punishment, which is part one of two, but to avoid being wrong. The immense damage that's being done to children who have been sexually abused or being groomed to be is lifelong and very, very difficult completely impossible to overcome. And it's time that we all came together and filed against the politicians and their surety bonds, which makes it that they can't run again. They are making ridiculous laws protecting the criminals and allowing these disgusting associations to make rules and regulations against our constitutional rights. These poor children. Conspiracy theorists like me have been saying this for years, and it's coming true, and it's terrible. And I put the link into the chat, and I hope that you'll read it, because mainstream media is not. They're too busy celebrating. They're too busy celebrating themselves and each other for their golden calf morals. It makes me furious to see what is happening to this world and with children. I am Kristen Korda, and this is the Kristen Korda Show, and it is August 22nd, 2022, and it is Revolution Radio, which is found at freedomslips.com. Come on over to Element. app.element.io and look up the room Freedom Slips matrix.org, and it is almost the top of the hour, and we're going to be taking a break, and I don't really know what I want to kind of get into what has gone on to make us drop the ball. I mean, it's overkill, it's overabundance of just the same things repeated and repeated and repeated. And we give up. And that's kind of what I want to get into. And if you'd like to make a donation to my...
At Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist, featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion.